Heather Bradley is the program coordinator for the Unwanted Pesticide and Old Livestock Medication Program with Clean Farms. And she joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Heather, thank you very much for joining us. I'm calling it a little bit of a recycling roundup as far as farm things are concerned with pesticides and with livestock medication and with, well, baling twine. That's another thing that's recycled as well. Comments, please, on the fact that this recycling roundup is now underway.
Yes, I'm very excited about the programs this week. I've been speaking to the four collection sites that we have that are going to be collecting from the farmers from Tuesday after Thanksgiving until Thursday. So we know that there's already been a lot of interest from the farmers, that they're preparing everything, clearing out their medicine cabinets for the old livestock medication, and then they're checking their chemical sheds for the unwanted pesticides, preparing them in Rubbermaid containers and getting ready to save the date and come in and drop them off. So it's been great. We are really grateful for the help and support from our ag retailer partners that act as the one-day collection sites this week. They're really helping us out with promoting the events, reminding farmers that this is the week to come in and to get the stuff off of their farms.
Please remind me, press the refresh button if you can for me, please. Is this a new program to Northwestern Alberta?
No, so this program is the UPLM program, or the Unwanted Pesticides and Livestock Medication. It's one of Clean Farm's longest running programs, mm-hmm. along with the Empty Container Program. And it's the most, one of the most beloved and one of the longest running. So it runs on a 3-year cycle. So the last time we were in your neck of the woods was 2022, and we had a great turnout, real big boost in participation, and now we're back. And I'm really feeling confident that we're going to collect even higher volumes this year based on the interest and the inquiries that our ag retailer partners are getting.
Good point you bring up here, Heather, is the leads to this question. How good is it for an organization like Clean Farms to have the farmers jumping on board with this program?
Oh, it's wonderful. Myself and the crews, we enjoy speaking to the farmers that we meet at the events, and we really learn about the important impact that the program is having for them. So, for example, if their products have frozen and they're damaged, they're happy to tell me they're happy to get this off the farm. They tell me that the products they're bringing in are over 30 to 70 years old. And we get so excited when we see products like this because it really highlights the importance of the program, that these products are still out there on the farm and need to be collected responsibly. Another common reason that people come out to participate is that they've inherited an acreage and they found an old chemical shed on the farm and they don't know what to do. They can bring it on down to one of our events. Or, you know, it's you've retired, you're a farmer who's retired, and you don't want your children to inherit these old chemicals and have it with the grandchildren running around. So it's we get a lot of really great feedback from people that really appreciate being able to get this these products off the farm and disposed of responsibly.
The great feedback is there, Heather, and if I'm not mistaken, please correct me if I'm wrong here, the collection stats are also impressive.
Oh, yes. I've just been looking. So the last three cycles that we've done here, we've had quite a jump every year. So between 2019 and 2022, we had about a 60% boost in the collection volumes. We had about 28,000 kilograms that we rounded up in the Peace Region area. So as I said, I'm hoping to surpass that this year, that I can just feel from the inquiries that we're getting and the interest. I'm hoping to surpass that again this year. So we'll let you know once we get all the data in 2026, and we can let you know how well we did.
What is being collected in this year's roundup?
So our Clean Farms members, who are the manufacturers of the products, as well as our partner, who funds the collection of the livestock medication, which is the Canadian Animal Health Institute. So we collect just these products from our Clean Farms members. So for example, it's not just the canola, the wheat, the cereals, the peas up in the Peace region. It's not just those farmers, but it's anybody who has an agricultural commercial product. They are welcome to come use the program. So this falls into other industries outside of farming, which would be the nurseries, the greenhouses, the turf industry, golf courses, forestry, those sorts of industries, pest control. I want everybody to know, if you are coming across an unwanted pesticide or old livestock medication, that you are welcome to participate, no questions asked, and you can bring in as much as you need to get rid of. It's a no barriers program that our members are funding to get these products rounded up safely to be disposed of.
Just out of curiosity, is there financial incentives for farmers, like grant programs or things like that, for participating in a program like this?
I would say the incentive would be that our Clean Farms members and the Canadian, our partner, the Canadian Animal Health Institute, that they fund these programs, so anybody with an unwanted pesticide or old livestock medication can drop this off for free. So we know that it's an important program, and that everybody who's participating is grateful to drop off and get these products disposed of responsibly and for free of charge.
Can this program grow even more than it has now?
That's a great question. So myself and the crews, we speak to farmers to learn more information to strengthen our programs. So I would say the majority of the participants that we're speaking with are discovering this specific Clean Farms program for the first time. And, you know, they tell me that, well, my products are 30 years old and I've cleaned out my old stockpile now. Thank you very much. You know, so running on a 3-year cycle does meet their disposal needs. But if I keep meeting people who are using this program for the first time, it does make me think, well, how much of these old 70, 30-year-old products are still out there on the farms to be collected? So we are so excited to see the results, and we get excited to see this old products coming in, because it highlights the importance of the program, and it also tells Clean Farms that this program needs to happen in 2028 so we can capture new participants then as well.
Please excuse my terminology. It sounds to me like you're not bailing out of this program, are you not?
Bailing out of this program, no. I think from speaking to farmers and the data that we're collecting, we can see that there's definitely a need to meet new first-time program users in 2028 who need to clear out their old stockpiles. So I'm excited to see the final volumes and report on those, and then see how much more we've collected from the last time we were in your neck of the woods, which was 2022. Which will tell me in 3 years' time, in 2028, that we'll need to be back and help new program users again.
Where does the old recycling go, just out of curiosity? Where does it eventually end up? Is it used for research? Is it reused? Is it properly disposed of? What's the deal?
So all of the materials, the pesticides and the livestock medication that's collected in this program, all of it is taken for high temperature incineration. So Clean Farms works with a third party contractor. They have the expertise and the experience to not only manage these events and collect all the products safely, because as I said, they're quite old, but they also do the transportation and the disposal. So we really value working with our partners to make sure that everything is taken off of the farm and disposed of responsibly.
How much peace of mind does this give Clean Farms, the notion of the fact that these products are being safely disposed of and these farmers are willing to give Clean Farms that peace of mind to use this program?
Meeting with the farmers and hearing how important the program is to them, they're happy to get these products off the farm, and they know that it's going to be disposed of responsibly with Clean Farms, as well as speaking with the ag retailers who act as the collection sites, and they help us get the word out there, like you are kindly doing for us today as well. Really puts the wind in our sails to know how it takes a village to make sure people save the date and come in, and how much people appreciate the program to get these products disposed of safely.
I really appreciate this. Heather Bradley is the program coordinator of the Unwanted Pesticide and Old Livestock Medication Program with Clean Farms. Heather, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.